Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. I've got a good one for you today because everybody's getting ripped off. Everybody. Like, subscribe, share this video. Bunch of great stories for you. First things first, a man that lives in Highland, California. Successful guy, 63 years old, retired, and owns a couple houses. One of them is in the Burbank area. Well, what happened late last year was fraudsters found out that the house was unencumbered by any loan. Nothing owed on it. It's worth about $1.5 million. So what did they do? They made up fake identities, fake credentials to buy the house, and they had four people involved. They made a fake buyer and a fake seller, and they transacted a loan for $972,000 for this property that was worth $1.5 million. Now, the reason for this was it's much easier to get a loan when you don't have, you know, very little down. The house is not scrutinized like it would be if you put 3% down, 5%, 10%, and 20% down. So the frauds just go out and they created, you know, fake buyers, fake sellers, and the transaction went through. Immediately upon transaction going through, this $972,000 loan got paid and funded, and then they transferred the money and never took possession of the property. Now, the problem with this was the guy that owned the real property ended up losing it because the house got sold to somebody else. Isn't that terrible? That's awful. So this is not the first time that this happens. You've heard about identity theft, you've heard about home stealing, and all those commercials. This actually happened. So once again, the moral of the story, watch out for people in your life. Check on things. But again, you know, the state is trying to figure out how they can get this guy's house back. It's never going to happen because it's changed ownership. Read the article. It'll be the top one down there. This reminds me of my friend who runs a foreclosure company. And Doug and I were at a foreclosure sale once that was the weirdest one ever. And what happened was in Irvine, California, there was a condo getting sold for about $800,000. And the buyer was fictitious, didn't exist. Now what they did was they opened up a double escrow, two escrows to purchase the same house at the same time at two different locations. They got fake loans approved, two different lenders, and purchase the property at the same time. Now, the buyer was a Chinese gentleman who gave specific instructions that the loan has to be approved on this date in the morning. Okay, we can do that. We can make that happen. But the only problem was the guy did it with two different escrow companies. Now think about this. The house, you know, gets sold, the condo gets sold, closes escrow, and they steal the money. Okay? That simple. Transfer the money from the escrow, and they steal it. There is no owner of the place. There's two loans for the same amount of money for $800,000. So one loan was closed, and within about 20 minutes, the second loan got closed. So they were now a second mortgage for a house that's worth $800,000. 100% financing, all this stuff, all the shenanigans. They had fake recipient setups, so the money was transferred. Doug was then responsible to sell the house at auction. Now the house had gone up in, because the community went up, to over $1 million. And, you know, people were interested in how this was going to close escrow and who was going to get what. But the place, I think it sold at auction. I think the number was just over 900 grand. So they lost, you know, a ton, an absolute ton on that. So this identity theft, home stealing, gets crazy. In Lupton, Colorado, there is a car dealership called Off-Road Automotive. From mid-2023 to August of 2025, they sold 48 cars. Of the 48 cars that they sold, 50, excuse me, they sold 52 cars, 48 of them they did not have proper title for. So people bought vehicles that they don't own. They can't register them, can't get insurance, can't drive them because of the fact that the cars were not legally theirs to sell, and these people do not own them. It's crazy. So this is one of those things that I'm telling you guys, I just recently bought a car in the last couple months. I received the title 9 days after I purchased the car, 9 days, from the California DMV that everybody makes fun of, and they're so slow and they're so backwards and all that stuff. But again, if you don't receive your title, your registration, things like that, within, I would say, 3 weeks, you have to start screaming. You have to deal with this problem because there's clearly something wrong at that point. Now, do things get lost in the mail? Yes, sure. But, you know, you've got your contract, and here in California, they give you the fake license that you put on your car. These people are then now told, every single one of them, 48 people, you cannot drive the vehicle right now. Isn't that terrible? Absolutely terrible. So, it's funny. TK's Garage, he's a great car guy. I love sending him stuff that he doesn't have. It was nice sending him this story. But let me know what you think. Have you guys ever been the victim of this stuff? The home stealing, the fake registration? My ex-wife bought a vehicle from a Nissan dealership. And one thing that they did was they gave excessive amounts on the deposits. This was 20 years ago. And we had a car to turn in that literally I had to jump start the car to get it to the dealership. They're going to give us $7,000 for that old Mercedes. I'm like, really? Sure they are. No, I sent them pictures. And this was pre, you know, film on your camera. This was walking in with snapshots of the car. Oh, yeah, the car's worth easily $7,000. Well, the dealership went out and got themselves in serious trouble because they were given all these excessive amounts for down payments for existing cars and just to sell vehicles and move metal, which I got a kick out of. I'm like, God, this guy committed a crime doing this. So it was wild. She benefited from it. She got a nice extra chunk on the down payment from that old car, and they paid off that car. And I've told this story 100 times. We had to jumpstart the car to get it to the dealership, and I told her when they left the dealership for a second to go move the Mercedes, I said, well, this is where it falls apart because that car is not going to start, and the car started perfectly. Okay? Luck, God, fate, whatever, but the car started. So they took it, parked it in back, came in, finished the paperwork, and she got a tremendous deal. But the dealership, like, after, couldn't have been more than a month and a half, was written up in the Los Angeles Times about how they were paying people off and doing these ridiculous things. So, let me know what you think so far. Oh, by the way, I'm at the Orange Circle, which is nice. You know, for those of you that know this area, it's a beautiful day. People come down here, an eclectic group of people, let's put it that way, just come down here and hang out. Let me know your thoughts. A lot of writers down here, they're writing stuff in notepads. Maybe they're going to do a report on me, you know? Put it in my permanent record. Remember that one when you were a kid? It's going to be in your permanent record. Let me know. This is the fountain that all the grunts drive into. Now they put all these metal barriers up here, so you can't drive through this. It's more and more difficult to destroy things right now. I got to take that. Now, that dealership, Off-Road Automotive, was closed and shut down, rightfully so. But you know what thing that blows me away is, why did it get to 48 cars getting sold? As soon as one person complained to them, you'd be like, wait a second, who is this place that's selling vehicles? This is where the bureaucracy of a state gets messed up. I mean, I think that they have huge liability for letting this place continue to sell cars for basically a year and not catching this. So let me know what you think about that. Optimum Cable, Optimum Telecommunications, They're having huge problems. They just filed their latest financials, and another cable company that's basically going out of business, where they had 252,000 cable customers in the last quarter canceled. 170,000, 172,000 to be exact, customers that got rid of telecommunication. That's wild, guys. The numbers are huge at this point, but everybody's cutting back. Everybody I've talked to is cutting back, and they're tired of paying so much money. You know what's funny? My brother was like, "Hey, you should talk to YouTube about getting a discount deal from them because YouTube TV so much." I'm like, "Dude, you're the only one that buys YouTube TV. I don't know if anybody else has YouTube TV. If you guys have YouTube TV, let me know. Let me know." I get all the YouTube through my cable company, through DirecTV, which is not a cable company, but you know what I'm talking about. So the inflation numbers came out, and inflation was basically up 2% for the last month. Adjusted over the last year, it's 2.4% overall. Overall, so inflation's going down. You still can't afford anything. You still can't go to a McDonald's and not spend $18 on a combo meal. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But good news, inflation is going down, or is it? Is it really? Are we seeing numbers that are making everybody happy? Because I look at meat, and I was in a Albertsons yesterday, and the man says, "Man, I think I got to go back to Texas. I don't think I can afford to live here in California." He's looking at the meat price. He had three kids running around the store, and oh, it's just outrageous, isn't it? He's like, "Oh, brother, you have no idea." And I do, because I'm sitting there trying to buy meat the same place he is. So, you know, one thing that I talked about in the private channel, we have a private channel, I Allegedly Live. You sign up at iallegedly.tv. I covered extensively the Nancy Guthrie case. And one thing that I want people to understand is, you know, the Nest app and the Nest camera that she had wasn't registered. And I want you guys to think about this. Make sure you protect your loved ones, and make sure things like that are paid for. You know, $12 a month, and they don't have a backup on the cloud for that camera. That's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. So many things could have been resolved with that. Having multiple cameras, check on people. But one thing that was sent to me today that was crazy was, you know, if you go out and they get this data from this, it was very difficult because Google had to basically take digitized material to come up with the images that they came up with. And then all these, you know, advocates are talking about free speech and privacy and things like that. You know what, guys? Come on. You got an 84-year-old woman missing. And we got to figure this out, because I have a conclusion. I mean, my conclusion is it's not pretty, and people are going to be very, very upset with how this turns out. I don't think she's going to be found. I really don't. That's my thing. So, but the idea with this is people are upset that they can get into this information. I have a cop friend who's talked about, you know, people talk about how you can't get into the iPhone. Says it's ridiculous. He says it's absolutely nuts because you can get into these iPhones very quickly. But these different digital, you know, things like that, like the Nest program, it took them weeks, 10 days to get this. Come on. Keystone Cops in Arizona right now, it's terrible. I don't have an ounce of respect for these people. This is coming to a state near you. If you have any roadside cameras, they're getting more and more sophisticated with AI. Now, County of Riverside is tired of people beating the carpool lane. The carpool lane is two or more. And then if you have certain areas of the toll roads, if you have three people in the car, the toll drops even more. Well, what a lot of people do is they just take their car and drive in the third person lane. So that way it thinks that you have more people in the car than you do. Now, get cameras above. The cameras look inside and read the article. It'll be the second to last one. It's pretty sophisticated, but there's no more of this. The shenanigans are done. But your privacy and the stuff that they catch people doing in their own cars driving, thinking that they're hidden from the world, they're not. They're not. And always blown away by that. So, Final thing, two things to this. Once again, look at the private channel. Look at I Allegedly Live. I love doing that content. The other thing is Britney Spears. If you want something that is completely crazy and give you a laugh, go to the Britney Spears Instagram account because it's insane. She's Kookaburraville. And what she wanted was to be away from, you know, the overlords watching her and get rid of, you know, the father watching her and having, you know, her every move challenged. I'm watching people drive by. Sorry about that. A little sidetracked here. But anyways, Britney Spears just sold her entire music catalog. And from people that I know in this business, they said, wow, she didn't get a lot of money. You mark my words. She got $200 million to sell her music catalog. And you can sit there and go, wow, Dan, that's a lot of money. I think she's going to be broke in 5 years. She'll piss away $200 million in 5 years. You mark my words. If you had $5 million, sorry, the fire engine's coming down. You know, if you had, $10 million, you would never need to work again. But the Britney Spears Instagram account is insane. She dances, she's crazy, she's nuts, she's clearly got something, an issue, okay, mentally. And it's kind of, I find it to be very humorous. And I've had many a late night, you know, meetings with people where I say, do you ever see this? Look at this. And then for, you know, any unknown reason, she'll just shut it off. And it won't be around for 10 or 12 days. And then people will send that to me. So, once again, be careful. Watch, you know, your finances. Watch your bank accounts. Look out for the elderly. Look out for people around you that may not have people. But this poor guy that lost $1.5 million house because of this, and you can sit there, and I know I'm going to get realtors right and say, oh, this can just come undone. Read the story. It's not. Home has been transferred. Guy had nothing to do with it. They completely made it up. But these people, they're going to jail. Good. But they got $972,000 for the fake loans and for the fake escrow and everything you had with that. So it's crazy. It's crazy. Want to get a hold of me? It's hello@iallegedly.com. Make good choices. I'll see you soon. Okay.